Hello, my loves. Welcome to another bonus episode of Release. I'm your host, Adriana, and I'm so honored and grateful that you've taken the time to listen to what I have to say. And today, I felt the urge to record something for a Monday message. So firstly, I wanted to say happy Monday, happy new week, happy new month. Spring is coming, and spring is the beginning of new things. Spring is the renewal. Spring is the rejuvenation of not only Mama Gaia, of Mother Earth, but of us as children, as reflections of our beautiful mama. I know that a lot of us are going through some really difficult things right now. I can only speak from what people have told me, from what I'm experiencing, and from what I'm feeling. I know that we are all being faced with our shadows right now. We are being faced with what no longer serves us. We are being shown the things that we have to let go of. And March is such a beautiful month for sowing seeds, for breaking those habits, for blocking those numbers, for deleting those texts, for quitting old habits. Because we are entering into newness. We're entering into a new stage of our lives, of the year. And this year is a year of endless possibilities. Every year is a year of endless possibilities, but this year in numerology, it is an 8-year. And 8 represents infinity, it represents endlessness, it represents karma, it represents us coming back home to ourselves, but in new ways, getting back on the path, being shown where we have been selling ourselves short. Being shown where we have been kind of dimming our own light because we think that that is the best thing for us. And I'm just here to say that no, the fuck it's not. Absolutely not. You were meant to shine and you were meant to be a light. If you are hearing my voice right now, listen to me. I'm letting you know that you have a purpose here. And you are supposed to be living a life that reflects the highest you. That is how you begin walking in your purpose. And we are humans, and we are going to make mistakes, and we are going to fall back into old habits, and we're going to slip and fall. Maybe a lot of times. Maybe we're going to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. But it is important that you are committed to your renewal. It is important that you remind yourself of why you are on this journey, why you are doing this, And I think this is what March is reminding us of, that we are here to do some things to shake some shit up. We are here to shine and to glow and to grow. And I know that you may be listening to my voice and thinking, oh my God, she doesn't know my story. She doesn't know what I've been through. She doesn't know how close I've come to death. She doesn't know what I'm currently going through. And that's true. I don't know. And even if you told me, maybe I wouldn't understand. Because I haven't lived your experience, I would sympathize, but I cannot feel that experience. I don't know the nuances of what you've been through, but I just want to say that I see you, and I love you, and you are loved, and I hope and pray, and I send the best energies into your life right now, that you may really, really, truly have an upswing in March, that you will begin to see how amazing, how miraculous your existence is, that you will begin to see just how proud of yourself you should be. And although I don't know your story, I am proud of you. And again, I see you and I love you. You're doing an amazing job. So on this Monday, I just ask you to take a moment for yourself and just remind yourself that you deserve the best. You deserve the life that you desire. The reason why it's on your mind so much is because it's already yours in the future. It is already yours, and you have to claim it right now. We are in the process of working towards that. Let's do some affirmations. If you can, you can sit down and close your eyes. But, you know, if you can't do that, then just try to take a little moment to yourself and let's take a deep breath, or let's take 3 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And when you do, I want you to inhale as much air as you can, fill your stomach up, and then push all the air out. Just push all the air out. So, let's try it. First breath, in through the nose, inhale, 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 hold. And exhale through the mouth, push all that air out. Keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. Okay, breath 2. In through the nose, inhale, 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 and hold. Exhale, push all the air out. And on breath 3, we are going to do the deepest breath that we've done so far. So get ready and inhale through the nose, inhale, 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 and hold. And exhale, push, push all the air out of your lungs. Okay. And now let's just do some affirmations to start our week off right. So you can repeat them after me out loud, or again, if you can't actively repeat them out loud, you can just listen and acknowledge and think about it and accept the words that I'm saying. Okay. I am worthy of a beautiful life. I was created for greatness. I am a being of love and light. I am safe on this journey of life. I am committed to becoming a better me. I am loved. I am loved. Miracles happen in my life. That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening, and I wish you a beautiful week, and until next time, bye.